Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, sir. We are back with another interview. You feel me? With your boy Duno. We on no jumper.
Yeah.
And we got the troubles in the house. Feel me? I ain't gonna lie. Lately, I've been confusing you guys. I kind of have to, like, Trouble P. Yeah.
That's why we need the headphones.
Trouble P, Trouble Kid.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When you guys met, did you guys already have the same name?
Yeah. Nah, I had it first.
You guys squabbled first? You guys didn't get down.
Well, he saw a video of me on YouTube and he was like,
and then I want to be like that guy. So he was sending me the face tats. What's up, Trouble Kid? You back?
Yeah.
I just seen you was in jail about less than 24 hours ago. What are you doing? Some dumb shit, huh? Yeah. Fool, you have a career. Fool, start going to jail.
No, it's just live, dog.
I feel it. Oxnard, right?
Yeah, I'm from Oxnard.
Okay, so tell us about growing up and what was the relationship with your parents and stuff like that?
Growing up, dog, I was born in Mexico, actually. I'm from Guanajuato. I'm from GTO.
I could tell.
Yeah, and I came here like at 5 years old and actually flew. I don't even know how.
I'll tell you, they brought somebody's papers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There you go. I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was and shit.
Oh, so you're like a real immigrant, fool.
Yeah.
Okay, you definitely need to start getting in trouble.
Hell yeah. Shout out to my raza.
They deport your ass. It's over with. You know what I mean? Okay, so you came from Guanajuato at the age of 5 with both parents?
With, no, just my mom.
Which is your mom?
Yeah, just my mom. My dad was actually over here already.
Okay, so he was probably sending the bread over and trying to provide while he was over here and you guys were over there.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
You're like, I don't really know. What's the relationship like with your parents?
I see them both, but they're separate and shit. Oh, they're divorced, but I see them both.
But what about growing up? Like, did you get along with your mom, your dad, or was it?
I got along with both of them.
With both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do they feel about what you're doing now?
Crazy, dog. I mean,
well, because they don't understand.
It's because I'm from, there's not a lot of artists like that. You feel me? So I'm kind of like paving a way for like.
Oxnard or in?
In the whole, like, basically, I'm like the youngest doing it right there.
In Oxnard. Well, there's a couple of you guys around the kind of like that every day.
There is a couple.
But you're definitely, stick out more than the average because of face tats. And then you're big on the Mexican side. Well, because you're for real from the land.
Yeah,
I'm Mexican, but I was born in L.A.
Nah,
you're Mexican, but you was born probably like in a rancho somewhere.
Yeah, actually where I'm from, it's like a city.
Oh, it's like a city. Like
it's like a city.
So there is fucking streets and shit.
Yeah, there's streets.
I'm about to say like dirt road and shit.
Yeah, there's streets. It's just,
Trouble Kid was wilding in the dirt roads
and shit.
Okay, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
In Oxnard, were you always in trouble as a kid?
Shit. Like, Oxnard shit, it's nothing but trouble, dog. You know, this like.
Were you in and out in the juvenile hall system?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, from the age of what to what?
15 to like, this date.
Okay, to 18. Can you remember your first case as a juvenile?
Yeah, 211,
dog. 211 robbery?
Yeah.
I definitely got caught for a 211 for some beer.
Yeah.
I did a beer run, try to go kick up some bitches. I got caught.
You know, shit, now I'm just trying to get my money up.
Now I'm already knowing. Do your thing.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Being from Oxnard, do you ever feel like people don't take it serious because you guys are so far from from everything else?
Low key, I'm not going to lie. It's a little bit, but
Definitely people from LA.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, you know, but I rock with people from LA. Yeah, I rock with people from the IE, so it's like, it's love, you feel me? It's all love and shit.
I don't think it's personal, but I just think we just always think we're better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's not good though. You know,
you're from an hour away, fool. Oh, I can't take you serious. But I definitely know that.
It's always going to be our love though.
Yeah,
it's always
our love. Yeah,
we just gotta, we just gotta push through it. You know, like I said, like it's like if I'm, it's like if I'm paving a way. So you know, it's like I'm the first to do it from my city. From I'm the first to do it like how I'm doing it. So you know, it's, I just gotta keep on going.
Yeah, and nah, and I'm already knowing. Can you remember the first time you came to LA?
Shit. Like at 12, 11. Yeah, I mean, I've been back and forth. I don't stay that far.
Because Oxnard, it seems hella far.
Yeah, but it's just, it's not that far.
It seems hella far when you think about it. Like, it's like, damn, it's an hour away. Like, what the fuck? But it's not that far.
Yeah,
you're definitely right. It's not that far. Can you remember your first squabble and if you got your ass beat?
Shit, dog, I got my ass beat a gang of times.
I definitely got dropped before that shit hurt. I was like,
but he was
bigger than me. You know, not like he was smaller, but he
was
bigger.
A fade is a fade. Yeah, fade is a fade. It's whatever.
Fucking run me through the fade.
Run you through a fade?
No, run me through the day you got your ass whooped. Oh. Yeah.
Shit.
There's too many to count.
Damn, dog.
Because I can remember the day I got dropped. Like, the first time I ever, like, they sat me on my ass. I was like, ooh, this shit sucks.
Oh, low key. Yeah. I do remember shit. Low key. Shit, I was drunk, dog. And
awesome drunk shit.
I was arguing with the homie one day and shit. Oh, shout out to my boy Crypt and shit. You already know. Okay. Hell yeah. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here and shit. Shout out to the whole team. Yeah. But yeah, fucking, I was with the homie Crypt and shit. That's my boy right there and shit. And I was just arguing with them. And I, out of nowhere and shit, I guess, we just hopped out, dog, and that fool straight just dropped me, dog.
Damn, it be like that. The friendly phase are always better, though.
But it's cool, though. You know, after it's like, love. It's all love, dog. Yeah. Like, you know, I got up and I was like, I loved him even, like, you feel me? I respected him even more and shit.
Nah, I'm already knowing. Yeah. That's good, fool. That's good that you and your friends could get along like that because a lot of people.
You got to.
You know what's crazy, bro? Because girls can't do that. I always ask the homegirls all the time, like, I'll see them arguing, talk crazy to each other, and they'd be like, I'd be like, just get it out the way. But they're like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're right. Like, I guess that makes sense. Like, girls can't really, you know,
I feel it.
When you got your face tats.
Yeah.
Were you like, damn, I fucked up. Like, it's too late. I can't turn back now.
Nah, actually, when I got my face tats, this is what I represented. So I was going to go like, so you know what I'm saying? To the casket with it.
Yeah. Fuck it. What'd your parents say?
Shit, my mom was, well, at that time, I stayed with my mom, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the time.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, okay, so you're only 2 years younger than me. Okay.
Yeah,
you look way older. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
The face tags.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. Okay, so the face tag, you got him, and then what'd your parents say?
Fuck, my mom. My mom was a little pissed, dog. She was tripping. She was tripping, dog.
Yeah.
She was tripping.
She was not having it?
Nah, she wasn't, dog, low key. She kicked me out of the past, so I had to go with my cousin for a minute and shit. But you know that love is always right there. So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my jefita right there, you know?
When that's going on, when you're getting kicked out of your house, do you blame your parents for all the fucked up shit you've done?
Nah, cause I know it's
like it's,
I know it's my decision, so I know that they're my I gotta face the consequences, you feel me?
Definitely.
I'm already knowing like whatever I do, it's up to me. You know what I'm saying? So I just gotta face it.
I know, but okay, so when you're a kid and you're doing dumb shit and your mom's obviously like having to pick you up from the hall.
Yeah.
All that shit. You ever think like, okay, maybe I need to stop just because I'm hurting?
Yeah. A lot of times.
Okay.
Every time, you feel me? But I don't know that I just couldn't. Dog. I just always like, kept getting into trouble. And then, you know, I was always with the homies and shit. And I was just kicking in with the homies at the time and shit.
You've been shot before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When you got shot, how was that visit with you and her at the hospital?
Oh, see, when I got shot, I wasn't with her. I was actually in the IE.
When you got shot?
So she couldn't come to the hospital and shit.
Yeah, that's far, right?
Yeah, that's far. That's like 3 hours from Oxnard and shit.
Fuck. Okay, yeah, because you're over there.
Yeah,
and that shit over here.
Yeah,
okay, that's
over there, dark.
And
yeah.
How did she find out? Did somebody call her? Like, what was?
Yeah, they called her and shit. And she was tripping, dog. But I told her I was fine. The same day I was out.
Yeah, but yeah, as a mother,
I'm
fucking. You get the phone call that your kid got shot 3 hours away. You're gonna think the worst. Like, I have no fucking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you now you don't even know what the fuck is going on. Does your mom drive?
She does.
She does. But she three does. Hours is still hella far.
Yeah, it
okay.
is.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it is.
What
it
about
is
when you got far. Shot? Were you fucking running through that night?
What happened?
Fuck, when you got shot.
I can't. Can you?
Fuck, run me through the night when you got shot. Was it like in the night of the day?
It was actually at a party, so I was at a party and shit. Yeah, dogs.
You're famous now, fool. We can't be at parties.
I was at a party and shit. And fucking...
Don't give me details, but just yeah. just what well, you could talk. What you
long
could
story short, dog, I just he was shooting in the air, and I, for my dumb ass was like, hey, homie, don't be shooting in the air and shit. And then fucking we just ended up going outside, and that's when it happened. And
oh, wow. Okay, so kind of your fault.
It is kind of okay. my fault.
Dog. That is crazy, fool. Yeah. And then that same day you got out of the hospital?
Yeah.
Where would you get shot?
Right here above my knee and above. Shit. Yeah, no, I mean...
Oh, that's just good thing. Thank God it didn't shoot your knee.
Yeah,
nah, dog.
Good thing it just came in and came out. Dog. They were
also, okay.
Yeah, so it just came in and came out. So I didn't have no surgery or nothing. I just boom.
They just passed it up and wrapped it up real
yeah,
quick.
They just wrapped it up, cleaned it up, and I was gonzos. I was back to the pet.
So when did you start rapping? At what age did you start rapping?
Shit, probably when I was in the house and shit.
When I was in the house, you write like on
notebook. Well, low key. There was like a poem book and shit, but the poems were just inmates, like writing poetry and but it was.
I've seen a book like that before about people that have been locked up before and stuff like that.
And then I read the book and it was just ideas that other inmates had, and I was just tripping out like, you know, I'm just like them and shit, so I could do this shit, and then I just started doing that shit.
And then from there you just started rapping.
Yeah. No, actually. While I was locked up, I had asked my mom and shit, hey, can you think you could get me a studio and shit? And when I came out to a studio, so hey, shout out to my mom.
What did she get you, like the mic and the fucking
she got
mixer?
Me she got me the mic, the fucking, the everything, the computer, all that, my boy.
Oh, okay, so she believed in the dream. She probably didn't believe in it, but she was probably like, let me get him something that might not give him back to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So who recorded your first song?
I did.
You recorded yourself?
All of them. I mixed and mastered all of them and shit.
Do you do that now still?
See, because I still do that. See, because in my city, there's not a lot of studios. There's no, see, it's not like really, it's barely becoming like music.
Like.
And shit.
Oxnard's finally catching up a little bit. Like,
they're
like,
finally like, oh shit, you know, we could do this music shit, you feel me?
Okay.
You know, because back then there was nothing. It was just bullshit, you feel me? Just fucking.
I see what you're saying, but so there's no studio. So you take, and then obviously at the moment you probably don't have a lot of money in your pocket.
Yeah.
And you, I don't know, do you have a car? Maybe not. You do?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about when you get out of jail. So obviously you can't drive back and forth from LA to go to get a studio.
I wasn't mobile like that.
Oh, okay. So you had to teach yourself how to do all these things.
Yeah, I had to teach myself, guys.
Well, how did you learn YouTube?
YouTube, dog.
YouTube taught
you
everything?
YouTube taught me everything, dog.
What were you using? Fucking...
I was using GarageBand.
Oh.
Yeah, GarageBand.
That's the thing. That's a little older, huh?
Yeah, way older, dog.
Yeah, okay.
Then I started learning how to use Pro Tools. Then after Pro Tools, fucking... Just a gang of other programs and shit.
Okay, I see what you're saying. What was the first song you recorded, and what was the first song that like took you to a whole other level?
The first song I recorded, and that's some SoundCloud shit.
Some SoundCloud shit.
Yeah, some SoundCloud shit. You see,
so I had to go digging that motherfucker.
Yeah. but the one that took me to, not that they were fucking with and shit. So Rough, So Tough.
That's when I first saw you.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I feel like at that same time, everybody was fucking, for some reason, remixing that song.
Yeah.
But I think you went viral because you were getting arrested in the music video.
Yeah, there was a gang of cops.
Yeah, there was a gang of cops. I think like the cops pulled up, and then probably one of the food community pages went crazy with it.
Yeah,
put a crazy title.
They promoted my shit. Like they started promoting my shit. Oh, that's how I actually started like, you know, gaining like a gang of audience and shit. You feel me? They started the pages.
Like the food pages
showing me love.
Yeah.
And shit. And they started posting me. And all of a sudden I was like, damn, huh? They're really showing
me
showing
love.
You know? So it gotta mean something. You know what I'm saying? Like. So I just.
So do you read the comments in those pages?
Sometimes, yeah.
That should be wild, yeah. Huh? That should be wild.
But I mean, I don't
yeah,
stress
you don't
it.
Give a fuck.
I don't
yeah.
give a fuck. You feel me?
Them comments be crazy,
yeah.
fool.
Yeah,
like,
they do be crazy,
and
though.
They're light, but imagine like a Fool's Gone Wild page.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got. They be I got, doing fools. I got it posted on mostly every page that you know, but it's not good. You know, like, I just be laughing at the comments.
Fuck, what's the craziest joke you heard somebody say about you and you were like, damn, this shit. I'm like, fuck y'all. Like, it kind of was. Like, bro, they called me a pocket sized Samoan. Before
damn,
and I was like, oh shit. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, nah.
I didn't have a comeback for that one. I couldn't run. I was like, ooh. They fucked me up with that one.
Yeah, nah. Fuck it. The comments do be wild, dog. But
what, honestly, fuck it. What's one of the comments?
Fuck, my boy.
It was some wild shit.
Low key, I don't really fucking be remembering the comments like that and shit, but. Yeah, it just be different, stupid shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
After So Rough, So Tough, fuck it, were you working a regular job at the moment, or what was you doing?
I was actually, yeah, working a regular job.
What were you working at?
Fuck, what was I working at? Roofing.
Ooh.
Roofing, yeah.
Yeah, and Oxnard is crazy. I know it's hot like a motherfucker.
No, Oxnard has good weather, dog. But fucking, I was.
Oh,
actually,
so it's not like the valley and shit?
Nah. We're right next to the beach. We're right. That's cool.
That's
weather.
True. You get R by PCH.
Yeah.
By the
go.
PCH.
Yeah.
Okay, not too bad then.
Yeah. But nah, I was actually working in Rialto and shit. That it was hot right there like a motherfucker.
But that's in IE.
That's in IE, yeah.
Oh, so you would mobile it every day?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was back and forth like. I was from Rialto to, for a moment, I stayed in Riverside, then Ruby Dukes and shit, and then I went back to fucking Oxnard. But it was always Oxnard and shit.
Okay, but you were just back and forth because of what you were working, what you were doing as a job, okay?
I was just always everywhere, dog, to be honest with you.
You were there being a little slut everywhere, huh? Oxnard, fucking Rialto, all types of shit. That is crazy. When did you start rapping in Spanish?
When I started rapping, dog. Shit, that's my first language.
No, shit, but what I'm saying is, putting it in bars is different. That was my first language, too.
Nah, fucking, shit. When I started rapping, my boy, that shit, it was always my first language.
But
so,
were you, I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
Were you kind of like insecure about putting it in raps?
Hell nah. Never.
But
I embrace where I'm from.
Not insecure about the fact that you're Latino, but insecure the fact that some motherfuckers can rap in English, but some motherfuckers can't rap in Spanish.
I see that too. But you know, fucking, it's a gift, Tommy, too. You know, not a lot of motherfuckers could do this shit in Spanish, right?
Yeah. Do you listen to Santa Fe Clan?
Hell yeah.
Okay, that's where I was going
with
this.
Shout out to Tornillo. That's, you know, that we've been tapping in this shit.
Bro, that's kind of when I was, before the interview, I was like looking through a lot of your shit.
Yeah, hell
and
yeah.
And I was like, damn, this fool gives me Santa Fe Clan vibes.
Yeah, nah, actually, I'm fucking, you know, this we got some in the works.
Oh, so you have
some of his artists.
Some of his artists?
Yeah.
Okay, you're working with some of his artists.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All song in Spanish.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to tap in with the Spanish, I want to see. I'm trying to take
that's
it to,
what sells tickets in Mexico, you guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to take it to the Spanish area, but it's kind of hard being from Cali and doing the Spanish shit. You feel me? Because
I mean, shit. But you could do it because just like how they see it, people. You got to think about it. Like Santa Fe Clan, Alemán and them. They don't fucking. They feel the same way.
Yeah. Nah,
like damn, but how are we gonna go rap in Spanish in California?
Yeah, nah. But see, in Mexico, I feel like they show more love.
Them fools sell out.
They're more like, I feel like it's because they're more like, you feel me? They, like, I don't know. It's just
them fools sell out arenas over there,
crazy,
bro.
Crazy, dog.
I seen a lot of this shit.
Crazy shit. I mean, they're selling out right here, too,
now. Nah, yeah, no. I actually went to a Santa Fe Clan concert at the Velasco. And people knew where, because a lot of people that paved the wave, like Secan. Fucking Psycho Ram was one of the first groups that did a lot of shit in Spanish too.
Cartel de Santa and shit. You know Cartel de Santa?
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
But I do like what they're doing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You gotta respect what they're doing.
Hell yeah, they got a movement, they got a big movement.
Do you fuck with Psycho Ram?
Hell yeah.
You fuck with Psych Around?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're my peoples right there.
Hell yeah, they go hard as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, they do their shit. I think that's kind of your lane. That's the lane I would see you in. Like, yeah. The whole, like, Psych Around, Secan, Santa Fe clan. Because you got to think about it. Bars like that, fool, people travel all the way to fucking...
Yeah,
like
that's
Brazil,
international. Yes. That's because that's an international language.
Yeah, most definitely.
Spanish is all around the world, my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Do you, do you know who Asesino is?
Asesino, I heard about
the
him.
The battle rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to watch that for shit, yeah, bro. His bars in Spanish
is
at a whole other level.
He be going hard. They be in them little fucking... them little freestyle battles on
YouTube and shit. So I think they'll play like a beat and then people could go like back and forth with the beat.
Yeah, that's crazy. So yeah, I seen that crazy shit. They be going crazy as fuck. Yeah, I can't really do that battle.
That's next level. Yeah. Fuck, what's your love like? What's your love life like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm single, dog.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
I'm about to ask you a question.
I'm focused. I'm just trying to get my bread up, dog. I ain't focused.
Doesn't mean you can't have a girl.
Shit, but I'm good right now, dog. Yeah. I'm chilling. I don't know, G. I tried falling in love before. I just couldn't.
It didn't work out. With another rapper? I'm asking. I don't know. Your team is laughing. Nah. Okay, so I'm gonna pull up this song.
Yeah.
And I want to know who it's about.
I mean, I do love songs. I do love songs, but they're not to nobody. It's just
that's cap. I seen the cover.
You know, I just crush a lot, my boy. I don't know.
I seen the cover. Who's I'll be there for?
That's just the cut. That's entertainment.
No, it's not.
We in the entertainment business, my boy.
We definitely are.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So are you? Have you ever thought about dating another rapper?
No,
obviously not a guy. Never.
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
It happens. Though, but has it happened?
Nah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're not too bad. You're not too bad. I thought I was gonna get you, fool. I thought I was gonna get you, Bob. I didn't plan that. I told Icon called me yesterday. Yeah. He's fat is not in here because there's smoke. I already know. But I was like, hey, fool. I was like, can I ask this question? He was like, fuck yeah. That's great. When you do love songs, do you think about the sad part about the love shit or the happy part about the love shit?
I mean, I think about both and shit because, there's sad shit and good shit in the relationship. I mean, with every relationship.
Yeah, with every relationship, most definitely.
You feel me? It's not just girlfriend type shit, you know?
So are you planning on doing more?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I plan on touching the R&B.
The R&B
genre, yeah.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. That's what people got to understand.
Now you got to touch every bass, man. But you got to touch every genre. Because this gangbanging shit can only go so far. You feel me? Like, you got to kind of change it up a bit because them white people don't want to hear this gangbanging shit. I mean, some white people fuck with it. Dog,
rappers start listening to Treble Kid. Look what he's saying. Keep going.
You know
what I'm
saying?
You're talking
some real shit. But,
that's what I be telling motherfuckers, bro. Bitches buy tickets.
Bitches buy tickets.
Bitches buy merch.
And...
think about it. I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Females.
Bitches. Just kidding. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I know a lot of people don't like him, but Fora is a good representation of how fucking a girl fan base could take you to an extreme fucking level, bro.
Not straight up. Because they're loyal, my boy.
Bro, he did some shit on La Brea.
I take that back. They're not loyal.
I'll be there. he did some shit on Hollywood and by Hollywood High at the Foot Locker. And bro, you see he parked, got on top of his car.
Yeah, I seen it was that. Like, I think I seen that.
It was all girls of all ages just... You feel me? And I'm like, see, motherfuckers, you sink for you sink to these females.
You gotta sink to the females, my boy.
You got to.
I got a gang of projects actually for the females that I haven't dropped.
Okay, yeah, so you
been working. I have an album coming soon, actually.
Oh yeah?
I have an album coming soon.
What's the album called?
Beautiful Struggle.
Is there any R&B songs in there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, most definitely. Okay, yeah, that's fire.
R&B, every genre in that bitch.
How much more pussy did he start getting after popping off? Cause fool, you tell me, boy, I got that blue check. It was over, fool.
<It's the same.
laughs> Nah, I mean,
fool.
I don't really be tapping in with the female.
You full of shit, man.
There's no time, huh?
There's no time.
You full of shit, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all is full of shit over here.
I just be back and forth. And but I mean, sometimes, well, there's time and shit. You know, we got to holler at the shawty.
We all need a nut.
Nah, we do.
We do.
We do.
Okay, I just want to know, like I always got bitches, yeah. But definitely when like the follower started going more up, I was like, I started, you know, you feel me? Different levels. There's levels to this shit.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Cause fool, like
to this shit.
And then like 2 months ago,
and then I'm pretty sure, like, have you ever met a girl that doesn't know what you do?
Fuck, I have.
And then and you haven't?
No, I have.
You have, and then yeah. You go like, and then she's like, "What's your IG?" And then you're like. And then they start acting a little different.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get bitches.
Yeah, nah, hell yeah. That definitely I get bitches.
Okay, I just, wait, you guys find there's no time. Yeah, I'm like, hell so yeah. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying, fool. After the, when that fool, just wait till the blue check. Oh, it's over, pops.
It's going to be over.
That
huh?
Shit is next level
yeah,
right there.
Hell yeah.
I want to get into a more deeper conversation. How did your homie Adrian die?
He got shot, my boy.
He got shot? Were you there when he got shot?
My dog. Huh?
Were you there when he got shot?
I wasn't. I was actually out of town.
You were out of town?
Yeah.
What was the day like when you got the news? Obviously, it was sad.
It didn't even hit me, dog. Like, because that's my second. You feel me? That's my second. That's my closest second.
Like, homie that passed away.
So, it's like, it hit me again, but I was kind of prepared for it. You feel me? So,
I see what you're saying. Like, you've experienced it before, so it didn't hit you as like the battle the first time, but obviously it still hit you hard.
Yeah, nah, hell yeah. I did. I mean, the first week, dog, it was surreal, dog. It was like.
Like, dapping him over?
What the fuck, you know? That shit was crazy.
Damn, that's crazy. I remember losing my homies, and it was very, like, both times, but I lost a real, real, like real close one that I grew up with my whole life.
Yeah.
Last year, September, and it was down with that.
Yeah, dog, but you know. We still gonna keep on pushing for the homies that, you know.
That's the one you have PC the J-Cats with, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah, I seen that. Because I remember, well, obviously, you know, we're basically like the same community, like Latinos and like, well, I'm like on the funny lane, but obviously, like, you feel me? It's like I'm pretty sure most of your fans probably are my fans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a lot of the same fan base.
Yeah.
I seen that shit go viral, and I was like, fuck, bro. A gang of kids are dying.
Yeah, nah, that's just crazy, dog. A lot of rappers are dying. For, you know, that's why.
Dangerous job, bro. Dangerous job you do.
Dangerous job, dog. But, you know, it's what comes with it.
It definitely comes with it. Have you made a song for him?
I have.
But it's not out yet?
It's not out yet, yeah. I made a couple songs for him, but they're not out. See, I have a gang of projects already ready.
Okay.
So the album's already ready. So ready to go and shit.
Why are you looking at your team? Like, hey, start dropping shit. It's like when rappers come up, you're like, yeah, man, I'm almost fucking ready. Please drop some fucking music. That I'm tired of listening to the old shit. I get what you're saying. Now that's, when you write songs for your homies.
Yeah.
Do you tend to always talk about, because you said you have multiple songs of him, right?
Yeah, I do.
Like, is it like different stories, or is it like just keeping his name alive type shit?
Both,
okay.
Both, hell yeah. Because through those stories, I'm going to keep his name alive.
Are they all sad songs?
Nah, hell nah. Cause nah, they were, some I had good them, times with that.
Some of them are upbeat. Yeah, I ain't going to lie, fool. I'm going to keep it all the way 100 bucks.
Yeah.
I love, and this is going to sound hella crazy to people. I love sad music about people that died. And people made music for
I
them.
Mean, because, dog,
that sounds crazy,
we're
right?
Humans, dog. We got emotions, you feel me?
Nah,
so
it
makes us feel some type of way. Music makes us feel some type of
way.
Nah,
most definitely.
It's a vibe, you feel me? So it's all good, my G. When you got feelings, homie, it's all good. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'm already not. I just always been like, damn, is that weird of me that I like sad music?
Nah, I like sad music, too.
No, though. But it's like it's just specific. Like, your homie that you made a song about him, I'm definitely going to go listen to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How is it working with G Perico and OGZ? Well, fuck it. Say the G Perico one.
G Perico?
Yeah, G Perico.
Dope, he's dope, my boy.
How you say like you're selling coke? G Perico?
Yeah, nah, he's dope.
He
dog.
Said like he's making a corrido real quick.
Yeah, nah.
Gina started laughing over there because that's the homie. Shout out G Perico.
Hell yeah, nah, I tried tapping in with him because, you know, I be listening to his music and shit. And I'm a fan of his,
are you a fan?
Of his craft.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit.
So I had to tap in with him, you feel me? Fucking throw him a little bag and.
And then, fuck, yeah, hell yeah. Fucking, what's it called? Where'd you guys record that music video?
Fuck. Where did we record it?
LA.
Was it in LA?
I think it was LA.
In LA?
Yeah, LA. On top of a roof.
For how was the OGZ one?
The OGZ one.
And I'm going to tell you right now, OGZ,
dope as fuck
OGZ
too,
doesn't do features.
Yeah, I know. I know it fucking.
Your team better do a good rollout.
Hey, shout out to my boys from Pacas, you know, yeah, fucking
tapped you in.
Tapped me in and
shout
shit.
Shout out OGZ skis.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Shout out OGZ, you know.
What's the vibe of that song? Because you guys are two different genres.
Yeah, what's the vibe?
Yeah.
We're on some killer shit.
You guys were talking some shit?
We were on serious.
Did he wear a ski mask for the music video?
He did.
Oh my God. Yeah. Motherfucker's hot. OGZ, you be wearing big ass hoodies and ski masks.
Yeah, nah, but it was a dope. It was a dope
day. I seen that music video. It looked like if a cop passed by, everybody's going to jail. Everybody's on parole on that music video.
Yeah, that music video was crazy. Like, yes.
Most, even the cameraman.
Was crazy.
Even the cameraman. I call fat ass. Why you ain't filming? I feel it. I ain't mad at it. Nah, that shit looked like a vibe. The whole music video.
Yeah, it was a vibe.
That shit was viral.
That shit was viral. That shit was hard.
Club right after too.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys went to Hot Ass Catch One. Hot as fuck up.
Yeah, it was turning up though.
I don't give a fuck about the turn up. It's high. That's a sauna, fool.
Yeah.
I've been to that club before. That shit is the worst. Shout out to homie Major Hype. That was his event, by the way. But yeah, that shit be hot as fuck in that club. Fucking. So who produced that beat that you guys did the song in?
Ace Beats. It was Ace Beats. Yeah.
Okay, that's fire. Hell yeah.
Fucking. There's a gang of fucking.
For badass producers
right now, dog. Lariano, Ace Beats.
Nah, bro.
Factor Beats.
Yeah, bro. Everybody's doing their shit, and then a lot of them are Latino too, bro.
Yeah,
doing their shit. Shout out Cypress. Cypress doing this shit.
There's a lot of raza coming up.
Nah, hell yeah, man. I mean, shit, bro. Right now is like, you feel me? Because it's kind of like the new generation, bro. You feel me? Like we're more adapted to the internet and shit like that.
So
we're always gonna know how to use it a little more than most people. You gotta think about it, bro. You ask any rapper. I mean, especially Latino, but obviously I'm pretty sure black rappers went through this too. When if they were raised or born in the fucking 90s or fucking 80s, using TikTok and shit like that's that shit could be a little difficult. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Nah, it is.
Yeah, think about it, bro.
I got a home my tias and my tios, you know.
With the WhatsApp and shit like that.
The iPhone and shit.
I keep it about you got WhatsApp?
What happened?
You feel with the guy? You got a WhatsApp?
Yeah.
My mom definitely got that shit. Yeah. He's free.
I mean, that's talk to people in Mexico. That's low key. The low key is way too. You know what I'm saying?
I'm already knowing. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you use TikTok to promote your music?
Yeah, I use any platform.
Any platform.
Any platform I could use,
Do you feel like rappers need TikTokers now?
I mean, I don't feel like they need them, dog. But it's just another form of promoting yourself.
Yeah, cause I interviewed a couple people. I interviewed Ruchi and Phoenix, and I asked them that, and they're like, bro, shit doesn't move like, bro, like TikTok could change your life like this.
It will though. I seen TikTok change a lot of people's life. Not only TikTok, homie, just the internet.
You
go viral, homie, and boom. Dog,
yeah, but TikTok is just super known for doing that at the moment.
Yeah,
they'll get a clip from any.
Algorithm is just crazy.
It's fast. It's super. Yeah. It's quick, and the short, like, people's intention, I mean, fucking, what's that shit called? We paying attention? The people's attention span is very short nowadays.
Yeah, no, it is.
So you make songs over 3 minutes? Or they're all always under,
I have made songs over 3 minutes, but I try not to.
Why? Because they don't do as good as the ones that are under 3 minutes?
I mean, they do, but... You know what? I never really pay attention to the minutes. Like, I just go in the studio and do my shit.
Yeah, because I'm not listening to a song that's 5 minutes long.
Yeah, nah.
That's crazy, dog.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy. Like, I don't know if you heard this one record, the Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Nah, I've never heard that. Damn, you listen to a lot of shit, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. Nah, I try to, like I said, homie, if I'm gonna touch every genre, I try to listen to everything.
That's good, bro. Queen, I can't imagine you listening to Queen and Oxnard.
Nah, dog, that's the shit. Homie.
Like, with all the 5-2 mob and everybody just listening to Queen, shit.
Hell yeah. Nah, that's the shit, my boy. Fucking, that song is like 7 minutes long, but that shit blew up.
That shit went crazy.
You just gotta believe in what you.
Nah, most definitely. Give me your top 5 young Latino artists right now and put them in order. And don't lie.
Top 5?
Top 5 Latino artists coming up.
Tornillo. Peso. Peso like that. You know, Peso ain't shit.
Peso hard.
Yeah. And Kelly, shit. Low-key, weirdo.
Weirdo's definitely doing shit for San Diego.
Yeah, now he's doing shit. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, you gotta pay respect where he's doing shit. Yeah. And fucking...
Fuck, would you say that's your top three right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have two more.
It's because I listen more to... low-key, I listen more to Spanish rap.
Oh, you listen more to Spanish rap?
Yeah, I listen more to Spanish
rap. Oh, so you're like a real big fan of like Santa Fe Clan and shit.
I listen to Santa Fe, fucking all that shit, homie. That's what I'm on for.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I could listen to it to an extent. Like, I can't go. Like, I think the only song I probably like, I listened to Santa Fe Clan shit before, but probably like the only song I really listened to is probably like the Thu song that he made about his. His brother-in-law that passed away?
Yeah, yeah. That one was hard.
Next level. Who do you have in mind to work with? You kind of already got the biggest artist coming out of LA right now.
Dog, I don't got no one in mind to work with. Now I'm just trying to work with underrated artists from the city, dog. You know, the artists that have talent and shit, dog.
What's the group of the Samoan fools that you did a song?
Slum Boys.
I know who you guys are. I just forgot the name for a minute. Slum Boys.
Yeah.
Good song.
Hell yeah.
They doing their shit, bro.
Now they are. Yeah, shout out to Slum Boys.
The big dude with the big fool with the curly. Nah, he's not the big one. The fool with the curly hair, the one that does all their hooks.
Is that the singer? Yeah.
My guy. Yeah, doing his shit. Nah, dope, okay. Well then give me top five in Oxnard. Or in that area. In the 805.
Oxnard.
Top five in the 805. And you can't include yourself.
Top five in Oxnard?
Just the 805.
Five to Mav.
Yeah, four more.
There's a gang of rappers right now. My boy D2 right here.
Where you at?
He's in the cuts right now.
Okay. D2.
He's in the cuts. Yeah, Crib. You know, my dog PMF, rest in peace. The homie Tato.
He's here too?
Nah, he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back in the city. That's all I could think of, right? There's not a lot doing it up, but whoever is doing it up is doing it up.
Yeah, doing their shit. Where do you see yourself? Are you planning on signing to a major label?
Nah.
You don't want a major label deal?
Nah, anything I do, I want to own that shit.
I mean, you can still own it if you get the right deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I get the right deal and then
you're down for it.
And yeah.
But would you ever move outside of Oxnard to better your career? Let's say you sign a big ass deal and they're like, we feel like, let's say just your A&R, PR, or whatever.
I probably won't move from Oxnard, but I'll move from the area that I'm in and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever live like in New York, Atlanta?
Oh, fuck you, my boy. No. I mean, I've never been there. I mean, I gotta go to see what's
New
up.
New York? Yeah. You go to New York, you might be like, oh, I could probably stay here. I went to New York, I was like, this shit is a vibe.
Nah, I'm trying to go to New York. I've been trying to go to New York for a cool minute.
That's where you need to go, bro, and just go tap in. Like, even with, like, low-key artists that are popping, just like how you are out here, that's definitely what you gotta do, bro. Because, motherfuckers, see, you can only do so much music with people from your area and the city.
You gotta expand.
What else are projects you got coming out and something you want to plug before we get out of here?
Shit, my boy, that OGZ project, and then I got something with Rucci too and shit. Shout out Rucci. And yeah, the album. Yeah,
what's the song called with OGZ?
The song.
Damn, you don't got the song.
Both sides. Yeah, both sides.
I was like, oh, your team is messing up right now. You got to be ready.
Both sides.
Okay, so you got that with OGZ and no projects at the moment.
None that are out right now.
Though Jeezy shit is a single for a project?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the single.
Okay.
And which are you dropping first? Oh, Jeezy or Rucci?
The Jeezy one.
What is the one with Rucci called?
The one with Rucci is G Party.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard ass song.
That one's banger. Which one you like better?
I like both of them.
Nah, which one you like better?
Damn, homie. The Rucci one? Nah, but they're both hard.
Nah.
They're both hard. I'm gonna be real.
Which one you like better, Triple P?
The Rucci one is like on some like turn up, like.
Oh, it's like a function?
OGZ's on some like.
On some more gangster shit?
Some more gangster shit.
The Jeezy one is go do a mission.
It's like active
shit. Yeah, the Jeezy one is go do a mission.
And the Rucci one is with some bad bitches.
Go get a bitch.
Okay. I'm probably gonna like the other one more too. I'm probably gonna like the Rucci one more too.
Nah.
That's about hell yeah, man.
Yo, baby mama was here last night, vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see what you're saying now. Also, you shit talking to both of them though.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, you doing your shit.
Talking,
I already know it. Well, shit, man, plug your IG. Let them know where they can follow you. Trouble, plug your
follow
shit too.
Follow me, Instagram, TroubleKid52.
Pablo de Pacas, Pablo underscore DEPACAS.
Yeah, make sure you tap in. And Trouble Kid is on everything. Instagram, Spotify.
All platforms, all platforms. YouTube, Spotify, everything.
Apple Music, everything else.
All that, Apple Music, all that.
Trouble P. Trouble P.
So you sure you've never dated a rapper? I just want to make sure.
I might have dated a couple. Who knows? I don't remember.
Dated a couple rappers. Okay. Hey, yeah, well, we out this motherfucker. Oh, wait, you got any shows coming up?
Oh, yeah, I do. This Sunday and the 20th.
They probably might miss the Sunday.
And the 28th.
August 28th might, they won't be able to see.
Yeah, hell yeah. And
August 28th, we showing out in LA with Drummer Boy, the homie right here, me.
On 14th Street.
Yes,
it's
sir.
On 14th Street.
At the Hey Love show.
Yeah, at the Hey Love. Okay. What are you performing?
Everybody pull up.
That love song you did for that rapper? All right, guys. We got this motherfucker. It's been No Jumper. We're doing it. Make sure you guys follow them. The links will be in the description. Trouble Kid, Trouble P on all platforms.
Hey, don't forget, it's Mob G, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Plug the.
Shout out to label and shit. Because plug the label. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you too, my dog.
Hey, and shout out your cameraman.
Hey, shout out to Authentic Henry.
That motherfucker shoots everything.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Icon too. Come on, my boy. My boy's in the room. Come on.
Fuck, you know, fat ass Icon.
Oh, my boy, Memo up in this bitch.
Oh, you shot the Richie video.
Black skin. You already know, my G, baby.
All right, we out this motherfucker.
Bye, Tumac. Bow. Bow.